Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. Another soupy day in the city, Joe.
Though we officially did not hit 90 degrees yesterday, we are still under the effect of a heat advisory until 8 p.m. And for central New Jersey, it's an excessive heat warning. Temperatures in Midtown will again get into the upper 80s just like yesterday, but with the high humidity, AccuWeather, the real fuel temperatures will reach the upper 90s. There's really not much relief from this heat or humidity tomorrow. Temperatures again upper 80s with real feels at least in the mid-90s. There is somewhat of a break on Friday with some showers and a thunderstorm, but the heat and humidity will be returning for the weekend, especially for Sunday. I'm meteorologist Joe Lundberg. The complete four-day forecast coming up in less than 10 minutes on New York's weather station, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
The Manhattan DA announces an indictment against an accused animal abuser.
We see these injuries, you know, fractures, rib fractures, femur fractures, severe burns. This is serious conduct. We do see it in other cases as well. In each instance, we're seeking to hold accountable an owner of a pet.
In this case, 22-year-old Joseph Kaufman of Washington Heights, who is accused of hurling his 14-week-old border collie across a room and burning the puppy with scalding water. When he brought him to the vet, the dog had two femur fractures, three rib fractures, and severe burns on his back, ear, forehead, eye, and muzzle. DA Alvin Bragg notes that animal abuse is often a gateway to other crimes, including domestic abuse and assault. The puppy was treated by the ASPCA. Kaufman is charged with aggravated cruelty to animals. The NYPD out with a photo now of three people they say have been going around robbing laundromats around town. We're talking at least 40 burglaries here, with the latest at Susan's Laundromat in East Elmhurst, where they made off with $1,800 and an ATM machine. Cops say they've targeted 28 laundromats in Queens, as well as ones in the Bronx and Brooklyn. You can see photos at 1010winds.com. Word now that drugs may have led to the murder of 31-year-old Yasmin Williams, the woman found dumped in a sleeping bag on the sidewalk in Kipps Bay.
People living at the Strauss houses held the door open for Chad Irish. They had no idea he was wheeling out a body. Yasmin Williams had no drugs in her system. Family members told police she may have recently taken up a crack habit.
She used to stay with him at times. I'm not sure if their relationship was romantic or it was more convenient. She would just stay with him.
And Chief of Detectives Joe Kenny says it wouldn't be a surprise if there was some sort of narcotics arrangement. A bullet fell out of Williams' head when investigators took her body out of the sleeping bag. Those who knew her can't believe it.
She was a happy person. I see her every day. She's jolly. She's always happy. I don't care if she's broke. She didn't deserve what she got.
Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Kipps Bay.
At least two beaches in Westchester County are now closed due to harmful algae blooms. This is Mohegan Colony Association Beach in Mohegan Beach Park District. Officials say this is despite an aeration system that was installed last year. It's not clear how long it's going to take before they give the all clear. Stay with 1010 Winds for the latest. The Port Authority subway stop was not the place to be just before midnight.
Police responding to 911 calls about a fight here. At least six people involved at the Port Authority station, the platform of the ACE line. A 31-year-old man stabbed in the torso had to be hospitalized as cops are trying to track down at least four suspects. This happened about 11:30 last night. Earlier in the day yesterday, MTA Chairman General Lieber, in fact, stressing how subway crime is down 7% the first 6 months of this year.
I think that we could really knock those numbers down even further if we started to put the recidivists out of the system. The people who get 5 to 10 to 20 to 50 arrests every year, and there are a lot of them, they're committing a disproportionate amount of the crimes.
Again, the investigation is ongoing here. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, 42nd at 8th.
As area residents and violence prevention groups rallied outside the McDonald's in Allerton, the Bronx, we are learning more about the shooting of two teens inside that restaurant. NYPD Chief of Detectives Joseph Kenny says the 12 and 13-year-olds were targeted after getting into an argument with two gang members.
What we have info is that the two females out front are tied to a gang. One of those females has been identified, but we have a brass catcher hit to that gun that was used to a shots fired job that took place earlier in the month at the Gun Hill houses.
Bronx DA Darcel Clark speaking to ABC 7 at last night's rally.
There's too many young people that think that the way to resolve issues is to pick up a gun. Like, it's senseless. and it's scary, and it causes me pain. I don't sleep. I do not sleep at night because I worry about things like this all of the time.
While police are still looking for the gunman, both boys are expected to recover. On the heels of Pride Month, the LGBT Network to announce at their consortium today a new program called Health Access Initiative. CEO Robert Vitale telling 1010 Winds this will help to identify and highlight health providers who are friendly to members of the community.
40 different nonprofit organizations and healthcare providers with about 75 different individuals representing those organizations and really coming together to collaborate with the LGBT network to provide more services that are more LGBT affirming.
Yeah, he says this is so LGBT folks who struggle to get or find services can do so without fear. In fact, this initiative will certify organizations and health centers that are inclusive. 38 New York City firefighters among those training for the big upcoming 223-mile bike ride in Ireland. Well, as part of that, they'll take part in a training exercise that starts in Sleepy Hollow up in Westchester and will end at the Friends of Firefighters headquarters in Brooklyn. Friends Executive Director Nancy Carbone.
We're going to have a launch at Sleepy Hollow Lighthouse at 10 a.m. and ride 50 miles down to Red Hook, Brooklyn. We'll be doing two loops in Central Park to make it a full 50 miles.
The ride in Dublin will be raising money for the organization, which helps with physical and mental care for firefighters, particularly those who served on and after 9/11.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.